The man operating the projector and doing most of the talking was Carl Nussman, a sometime Chicago lawyer who now ran his own jury consulting firm. For a small fortune, Carl Nussman and his firm could pick you the right jury. They gathered the data, took the photos, recorded the voices, sent the blondes in tight jeans into the right situations. Carl and his associates flirted around the edges of laws and ethics, but it was impossible to catch them. After all, there's nothing illegal or unethical about photographing prospective jurors. They had conducted exhaustive telephone surveys in Harrison County 6 months ago, then again 2 months ago, then a month later, to gauge community sentiment about tobacco issues and formulate models of the perfect jurors. They left no photo untaken, no dirt ungathered. They had a file on every prospective juror. Carl pushed his button and the screen lit up with a meaningless shot of Easter's apartment building. Then a flick and back to the face. Half a dozen lawyers in rumpled shirts and rolled up sleeves scribbled notes. Jury experts of almost every variety, a psychiatrist, a sociologist, a handwriting analyst, thumped thick computer printouts. They weren't sure what to do with Easter. He was a liar, and he was hiding his past. But still, he looked okay. Maybe he wasn't lying. Maybe he was a student last year in some low-rent junior college in eastern Arizona, and maybe they were simply missing this. Carl cleared his throat, then said, "Number 57. The sweaty face of a young mother flashed on the wall, and at least two people in the room managed to chuckle. "Tracy Wilkes," Carl said, as if Tracy was now an old friend. "Age 33, married, mother of two, doctor's wife, two country clubs, two health clubs, a whole list of social clubs.